Good. I want to learn the Kavod Yontov. Mezah Hashem, Dar HaMelech from the Pizetz Nezar is our next project. We'll take some time until we get to Mezah Hashem. Here the Torahs are very difficult, and they're generally long Torahs. We're not going to have time to learn this entire Torah from Shavuos Tofresh Pei Tesh, but we'll try to get the gist of it. Which says Chag Shavuos Lil Aleph. V'yemar Hashem Hinei Anochi Bor Lecha V'gam B'cho Yaminu Lo'olam V'yeged Moshe V'chol Rashi Zal Mefarish Omer Ritzoneinu Lireis Malkeinu. Rashi brings from Chazal that Bnei Yisrael at that time, on some level, were unsatisfied with the Hizgalas, the revelation that was taking place, even though subsequently they were overwhelmed by it. But they were calling out and asking, Ritzoneinu Lireis Malkeinu. All we want is to be able to see, to be able to experience our King, to see our King. Ki'isim Italmide Abel Shem Tov Zatzal, Alaposag Yarev Kamata Likhi. The Torah, of course, descends into our lives like this powerful rain. Shatayra, so Talmud Baal Shem Tov say, Shatayra hi kamatar shematzmiach oisan hazroim shenizru. The comparison of the Torah to the rain is that the Torah is like rain, shematzmiach oisan hazroim shenizru, that causes the same seeds that were sown, that were planted, that those seeds should be able, as a result of the rain of Torah, that they should be able to bear fruit, should be able to cause growth, that those seeds should be able to develop. In bo hamotar al garinei chitim, matzmiach chitim. Tzaddikim say, we know if the farmer prepares that piece of land with chitim, so the rain is going to grow chitim. Vim al sa'irim, and if he plants barley, then sa'irim, then that same matar, that same rain is going to cause sa'irim to grow. But vim al kaitzim kaitzim. If, however, the field is neglected and it's left with kaitzim, thorns, thistles, it's not taken care of properly. If the person doesn't tend to the field, so then the matar, the rain, is not going to allow the field to remain in that simple state of neglect, of disrepair, but the rain will intensify the kaitzim and will cause the kaitzim, the thorns, to grow. Kain es apnimius shenimtza bekerav ha'ish halay me'tayra. So the tzaddikim say, is the effect that Torah has on the pnimius, on the inner life, on the pnimius of a person who learns Torah. Kain es apnimius shenimtza bekerav ha'ish halay me'tayra. Ha'tayra mitzamachas umegadelas. This is absolutely clear. The comparison of the Torah to rain means that under all circumstances, Torah causes growth. Torah causes there to be growth. It's mitzamachas umegadelas. It causes there to be growing. Mitzamachas umegadelas. Im yesh by etzem toiv, if the etzem of the pnimius, if the essence is good, if the seed, so to speak, is healthy, is good, in yesh by etzem toiv, then there's gadol ha'etzem ha'toiv umiskadesh. Then the etzem ha'toiv, that etzem ha'toiv that the Torah rains upon, that through the study of Torah, through learning Torah, the etzem ha'toiv will be irrigated. And that will cause the etzem ha'toiv to begin with, which is good, to be miskadesh, to become greater, to become holy, to grow, to develop. Im chas v'shalom by sharish loytov. But if chalila, there is something there in the root that is not good. Gam kein misgadel umisparneis kloine rachmon l'shlan. So then learning Torah can cause there to be growth for that shayrish to develop that is not good, and the negative can intensify, develop and grow. Umisparneis kloine. Adarabba, that very same negative mida or whatever it is will be misparnis, will be sustained and strengthened through the study of Torah. Ad kan l'shayna. This is what we have from the Talmid Yabal Shem. So the Rebbe says, Pnimiyas ha'ish miskadelus b'Torah. Torah reaches the pnimiyas of a person, and it causes the pnimiyas, it causes what's inside to grow. Lachain, therefore, vayisum merifidim vayavoyu midbar Sinai. Therefore, the pasuk says, when we traveled from Rafidim and we came to Midbar Sinai. So Rashi brings from Chazal, b'tshuva, that in order to come to Sinai, we left Rafidim, we had to do tshuva to come to Sinai. These days that we're in now, these days of the Hagbolah, these days of the Hachana, of preparing for Matan Torah, that we don't see such hachanas for other Yom Tovim. The hachana for Pesach and Sukkot, there are, of course there are hachanas, they're practical hachanas in order for us to be mekayim the mitzvahs, in order for us to avoid any possible aveiros when it comes to the yontiv, gani chametz and so on. But as far as hachanas of the nature that we make, where we have days that are designated beforehand, of Prisha, of Hagbola, of Hiskadshas, those are uniquely connected to Shavuos, these days. So something is required in order to come to Midbar Sinai. There's a precondition, there's a Tanai. And Chazal tell us that we had to do Tshuva. Ki Rafidim Amr Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu Im Ayin. In Rafidim, of course, we had a Nefila. In Rafidim, we began to ask and wonder whether Hashem is with us or not. Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu Im Ayin. Vim lo yargishu kedusha bepnimiyusam matoyo lahem teirasam. For Bnei Yisrael to leave in that state of Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu Im Ayin, that state of skepticism and doubt, from that state of a nefila, and to be given the Torah in that state. So the Rebbe says, "Im liyagishu bepnimiyusam matoyel hem terosam." So then there's going to be this unbelievable shower, this rain shower of Torah at Har Sinai. But for the Torah, which has that koyach, to be megadol and sameach, the pnimi, to cause that which is there to further develop and grow, if we would come from Rafidim in that state of Hayesh Hashem B'Kirbeinu M'ayin, and then be subjected to the rain showers of Torah, not only Matar Lahem Terasam, not only what would the Torah help, but it could, in many ways, intensify those doubts and those problems of Hayesh Hashem B'Kirbeinu Amayin. L'chein koydim shabo l'midbar Sinai l'kabalas ha-Torah. Therefore, before we came to Midbar Sinai to receive the Torah, shavu b'tshuva shleima, it was necessary that we do complete tshuva. V'tiknu v'kidshu es pnimiyusam, and this all-out effort was made to be mekadesh the pnimiyus, to purify and to cleanse ourselves, to prepare for Maimon HaSinai. Kadesha HaTorah Tala V'Sigdal Es Kedushasa, in order that the Torah would be able to reach into, that the rain of Torah would be able to reach into that inner core which was good, which had been put through the process of tshuva, and to cause the pnimius then, which would be repaired through tshuva, to develop and to grow. Tala v'siglas kedushasa. Which the tzaddikim, the Talmid Baal Shem HaKadosh, and other tzaddikim, was so insistent upon a person making hachanas for learning Torah, that it's very, that seems something very, very foreign to our way of looking at things. The person opens up a sefer and starts to learn. But the inyan of doing tshuva before one learns, or trying to go, if possible, to a mikveh, or so on, in the morning, to prepare that the hachanah should be, for that day's learning, should be b'kedusha b'tahara. So when one comes to Mayim and HaSinai, when one comes to HaSinai, so there's already been some cleansing that's taken place. So then when the Torah, is learned, that it's going to cause that pnimius to be mizgadal, to grow and to be strengthened. V'Hashem omer lahem, im atem mekabelim es haTorah muta v'chulu. We know that Hashem told Bnei Yisrael at HaSinai, im atem mekabelim es haTorah, if you receive the Torah, if you accept the Torah, then good. And if not, then of course the mountain will be dropped on them. So the Rebbe says, im atem mekabelim es haTorah davka atem. Hashem is saying, I want you to receive the Torah, not somebody that you're not. I want you to receive the Torah. Right? That's the way Hashem gave us the Torah. He gave us the Torah that we should receive the Torah, not the people we're making believe that we are. Im atem mekabelim es haTorah, then mutav. Then Torah will have that unbelievable effect upon us. Im atem mekabelim es haTorah. If it's really you who receives the Torah, you know, not like some wise guy that just likes to have a good vart or something. But im atem mekabelim es haTorah, the emes, if it's you, then mutav. That's the tachlis of Torah, and Torah will have that unbelievable effect if it's you who receive it. But if the Baruch Shem is going to give this lecture, if the Baruch Shem is going to give this lecture, and it's not to the, and it's not, and the lecture is not being heard by the people for whom it's meant, but it's being heard by imposters, people are making believe, people are playing games, then it will not have the desired effect. Not only will it not have the desired effect, we see bismaneinu that there could be all kinds of people that are marching to some banner of Torah, they call talk about Judaism and Torah, and it's all shav v'sheker. And the religions, Christianity, from Isaiish, and from Islam, from the Meshuggah, that grew and developed upon an effort to hear words of Torah on the part of people who were tmeim and mushchasim, and that from that Torah, what was mizgadl, and what grew, what developed from those seeds, such horrible destructive forces that the world is in unbelievable pain ad etzem hayom hazeh. So the Baruch Shalom says, "Im atem mekabelim es haTorah, if you receive the Torah, b'tshuva, then mutav." And the opposite of that is, if not, then sham teikvaras. Ki lo kol mi shabal lekabel Torah dekatshei haTorah. Not everybody who comes to learn Torah is lifted up by it and is sanctified by it and is made holier by it. Not everybody. Rak atem k'meishe hinchem atem b'kabelas haTorah achet shuvascha. Atem im atem mekabelim, meaning now, this is a nation to whom I can give the Torah, a nation that's done tshuva. So when I give the Torah, I'm giving it to you be'emes, to zera kodesh, to the holy seed of Yisrael, and from that they can grow and develop unbelievable things. V'chein b'kol shana v'shana, and so it is every year. Yesh Pesach Sviri Mehagbolu Prisha Va'ad HaRegas HaKavol HaTar Tzichem Loshuv. We see these hachanas, the whole Indian of Pesach and Svira and the Yemei Hagbola Uprisha, these days from Pesach, all of this till the last moment. It's all hachana. I mean, the whole Yontif is called Shavuos, meaning the Yontif itself is not even called what we have in the Tefillah, Matan Tereseinu, but the Yontif, of course, is called in Chumash Shavuos. And Shavuos is not even talking about the day itself, it's talking about the days leading up to the day. What kind of... every single Yontif is called by that which is the Mahus of the Yontif, Chag HaMatzah, Chag HaSukkos, the Kiyum of that Yontif. Shavuos is called after the... Shavuos is not even named after what happened on the day. And it didn't even happen on that day. We're not getting into it right now. But Shavuos is called after the time preparing for that day, the weeks leading up to that day. All of the hachanas were so that we would be able to receive the Torah as va'atem, im atem mekabmas Torah, that it should be us. In order that it should be us, it means we have to work on Chesed Gvur Tiferes Netzach Hayd Yisayda Malchus until the last moment of Malchus Shabbat Malchus, to be Makabal upon ourselves all Malchus Shemaim, even in a simple way. It's not too late. Even if the whole sphere was without the avodah of trying to become Atem, Kedei L'Tahareinu, to bring us to that place of L'Tahareinu Mitumaseinu Miklipaseinu L'Katsheinu Begdushoscha Ha'Elyoinu. It was the tachlis of the weeks leading up to Shavuos, and then the final days of the Hagbola and the Prisha. But at least, the final day, the final week, and the final day is Malchus, which means to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim Bepshitas in a simple way, in a strong way. But at least then, when the Baruch Shalom gives the Torah on Shavuos, he's giving it to us. He's not giving it to someone that we're making believe that we are, or to some field of thorns that's been neglected, so that when it rains on Shavuos, Yarev Kemata Likhi, it won't rain, God forbid, upon a field of kitesim that could only, Chas Shalom, could cause there to grow even worse things. But we should be able to be Makabal the Torah Pnim Yishal Kedusha, Kamash Yisab Zayar Kaddish, Amad Damati Torah Lahayayimah, that the whole tachlis is to come to Shavuos in the state of Tahara. And the Inyan of the Mikvah Shavuos morning, which is nothing, Ein Daimelo, the whole year. The Mikvah Shavuos morning before Kabbalah Satorah, Ein Daimelo. It's a Bechina of the Prisha and the Hagbola and everything all wrapped up into one. Of Kiddashtem, of sanctifying ourselves to prepare for Kabbalah Satorah. Sheliyayim Hazet Sichem Lovikra B'Tahara. That day must be approached B'Tahara. Umihu isha Yisraeli, shleitiya pnimiyusai kedoisha imagbola kablos atayra. Could there even be a Jew who doesn't prepare himself that the pnimi should be in that state of kedusha in order to prepare for the receiving of the Torah? Bnei Esav Yishmael shalu maksiv bo. So as Chazal tell us, when the Baruch Shalom made the offer of the Torah to Bnei Esav and Yishmael, and they asked Maksivba, what's written in it. So of course they were told what's written in it, but they weren't told everything else, or they could have been told everything, but what stood out in their minds, what was written in it, was Laisinaf, you can't be immoral, you can't commit adultery, and Laitirtzach, you can't murder. So Bnei Esav and Yishmael Sholem Maksivba, that question of Maksivba, what exactly is written there? See, the Rebbe explains with Nesha Pnimiusam Shairish Ra, because the Pnimius of Esav and Yishmael is Ra, is evil. So the Pnimius is Shairish Ra. There are Bnei Esav and Bnei Yishmael who can, on the surface, make an effort to appear a certain way, but the shayrish is ra. Zeshel ritzicha, Esav, of course, is ritzicha. The pnimius is ritzicha, is murder. Vizach ki achius acheris, and the other Yishmael is a different type of filth. So the Rebbe was so careful with his lashon, but the other type of filth, of course, is the filth of that impurity of Pagam Habris. Lachain, therefore, Oidnis Rabba Achirosa. Maksivba means not only is the Torah not a toelis, not only is the Torah not something which is going to benefit Bnei Esav Yishmael and the world, if Bnei Esav Yishmael were to receive the Torah, but it would cause even a greater churban. Which we see. The little bit that they ganvid, the little bit that they tried to take from Torah, what kind of a churban it's brought to the world. Which is not even taking something that was given to them. It was trying to take something that wasn't given to them. And what kind of a churban is in the world. So, Maksivba, if it's written in the Torah, Leisinef, Leisitzach, then not only is it not shaykh to receive the Torah, but the Torah would have the opposite effect. It causes those sinister and dark kaiches to develop and to become stronger. They said beferish. Whatever it was that the malach that represents Esav and the malach that represents Yishmael said beferish. That we can't go away from. You want us to receive this thing, and in order to receive it, you want to give it to a people that's pure. And that could hear what it says, and that can grow from it. We can't eif shalham lifreis mehen. This is a teva. This is a shayrish of ra that's within us that we can't change. And for us to receive the Torah, they were right. And for us to receive the Torah would mean only an expansion of the malchus of tuma. Shayrish shalham lifreis mehen ulavatlus rasam atayra. They would not be able to nullify that rotzen of Ra and that shorish of Ra to the words of Torah. Masha Einu Kein. Isha Yisrael, a Jew. Masha Einu Kein, Isha Yisrael, Shaima. Loisha Teirat HaTeirah Eilai, V'rakifi Ritzayni Titzaveini HaTeirah. A Jew doesn't say, I will accept the Torah in my present state, with all of my stupidity and narishkeit and filth, and unless it's going to be speaking to my narishkeit, I'm not interested in it. If the Torah says that I can sit with my wife in shul, I'll take it. If the Torah says that I can continue to have my little girlfriend on the side, I'll take the Torah. If the Torah tells me that I could do A, B, and C, then I'll accept the Torah on my conditions. In other words, what I'm saying is that the Torah can be received by me, the me that I like to be, that I prefer to be, not the me that the Torah is asking me to be. So if a person does that, so then that's a bechina chas v'shalom of Esav and Yishmael. In other words, if you want to give me the Torah, you understand that I have this inyan in me, that's who I am. But a Jew, the Rebbe says, mash'enikein isha Yisrael shayim loisha teir atar elai. A Jew says, I'm not asking that you give me the Torah the way that I am, in my present state. And you should command me regarding the Torah, according to what I want. We have to think about this every minute to be careful. We shouldn't fall, God forbid, into that. I'll take the Torah on my terms, my conditions. I like being frum as long as it follows a certain picture and is consistent with a certain picture that I have of my life and doesn't get in my way too much. It's kefir ritzayni, what I like. Titzav any attire. He says, in Ish Yisrael, a Jew doesn't do this. Rak, what is one's approach to Shavuos, to Maimon HaSinai, to Torah Bechlal? And this is why we have days to prepare. Rak Sha'ala Anila Torah. I will rise up to the Torah. That's the Tachlis. Rak Sha'ala Anila Torah. I have to lift myself up to be able to receive the Torah, so that Hashem as well can give me the Torah be'emes, who I really am. Rak she'ale ani l'Torah, v'eskol atzmi avata l'Torah, and that I should be prepared to be mevatel all of my ritzonus to the Torah. I'm prepared to mevatel all that I want, all that I desire. Ritzonenu lireis malkeinu. My ratzon is only to see the king, Zehu. Not that if the king is willing to accept me on my terms, then I'll give him an audience with me. Which means that as a Jew, I like to do certain things. Cholent is fine, kugel is okay. But there are many other things about Yiddishkeit that I could do without. In order to receive the Torah, a person has to come with that. Rak she'ala ani l'Torah v'eskol atzmi avata l'Torah. V'kol asher diba Hashem na'aser. V'kol asher diba Hashem na'aser. That's the bittul of one's own rotzen to the rotzen ha'Torah. And when a person is mekabel ha'Torah under those circumstances, then he comes to Midbar Sinai, he comes to Ha'Sinai b'tshuva, and with humility. And when he comes to Sinai with tshuva and with humility, so then the Torah that he receives will cause there to be unbelievable growth. Unbelievable growth. Davke kol asher dibra. That's why the Torah says, kol asher dibra nasa. Whatever Hashem, kol asher dibra Hashem nasa. That's the chiddush of Kabbalah Satayr. That's what it means to receive the Torah. When a person lets go of himself and he becomes the Im'atim Akablam. And how do we become Hashem's people? By letting go of our own Ritzainas. Then we can become Kol Ashadiba Hashem Nasa. And to drop things like, this is the way I am, this is what I do, I can't live without this. That's what B'nai Shmuel said and B'nai Yosef said. We can't live without this. We can't live without this. We can't live without Ritzicha. We can't live without Niv. We can't live without it. Then you're not a candidate for Kabbalah Satar. Everybody thinks that I'm going to have all of my Narishkeit and all of my Tumah, and then I'll go learn, and the learning will make me better. So we understand that there is such an Inyan. There's such an Inyan that the Torah has a Kayach of being a tavlin, a spice. But we spoke about that a little bit. The spice means to sweeten something and to give a tam to something that's already there. And when a person is learning Torah be'emes, be'emes, l'shem shamayim, so there can't be mitach shaloy l'shma bo l'shma, but it has to be l'shem, a person wanting to become dovuk to Hashem Yisbar. It's not stam that you just throw yourself into something. It has to be with constant tefillas and constant hachonas. To be on a madrega where a person says Kol Hashadiba Hashem Nasa, that I want to receive the entire Torah, not just certain parts of Torah, an edited version that could appeal to me or that fits into my present lifestyle, but Kol Hashadiba Hashem Nasa. And the Ikka Kabbalah Torah is dafkin those things which I don't prefer. That's the Ikka Kabbalah Torah. That's the Ikka Kabbalah Torah. Is davke by being mevatel my rotsin. Davke kol asher dibe. Afilu b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. Shafilu neitlus nafshecha. Even if it means giving up your soul. And here, the Rebbe is not talking about dying. Giving up your soul, as the Sfarim say, means giving up those things that my soul desires. Afilu neitlus nafshecha. B'chol nafshecha means kol asher dibra Hashem nasa. Even it means giving up something that I feel my whole nefesh needs, and my whole nefesh is bound to. The b'chol nafshecha means letting go of that in my life which I feel my whole nefesh depends upon. B'chol nafshecha. Shafila neitlas nafshecha es nafshecha ha'im yesh tshuva gedayla mizu. That's the most unbelievable tshuva, to come to Har Sinai with the tshuva of letting go of those things that we feel we can't possibly let go of because we've gotten so stuck in some things and in certain ways of thinking and living, and to let go of that and to be mevatel our ratzon to Hashem's ratzon, to what? To the Torah, to Shulchan Aruch, to Halacha, and to live that way, al pi Halacha, even though it's something which, in order for me to do that, I feel like I have to mamish give up my nefesh. I have to give up my soul. That's how we come to Shavuos b'tshuva. That's the way that a Jew comes to receive the Torah. And then v'kulonu ru'uyim l'Torah. And then we become worthy to receive the Torah. And then when the Torah is received, it has that effect of being megadol umatzmiach, of causing there to be growth and development, and more kedusha. HaTorah megadelus es pnimius ha'adam. The Torah, the Rebbe says again, causes the inner essence to grow. V'toli ma pnimiusa. And therefore, it depends. What's your pnimius? Ki abriya bechlal yispashtis elokis. Now the Rebbe goes into something which we're only going to touch upon a little bit. It's an inyan that is negayet a certain yisayt in Kabbalah that's not for us yet. But a little bit we could try to take to understand. Tali mapin music ki abriya bechlal yispashtis elokis. Creation is the espastus. All of creation, of course, is the extension and the spreading forth of that infinite light of Hashem into this world. That if not for the name Shin Dalad Yud, if Hashem's Baruch wouldn't have said, "Dai, must speak, enough," then His light would have continued to be revealed in such a way where there wouldn't have been room for creation, where the world couldn't exist. Therefore, it was necessary sha'amar la'olam oydai, because there's a hispashtus of elokus which is nimtachin v'holchin, growing stronger and stronger and stronger. Nimtachin v'mispashtin. V'hispashtus hi aydei yishtalshlus v'hislabshus me'ilu la'olam. The espastus of Hashem's infinite light into this world takes place through that remarkable histalshlus, the seder of the histalshlus of that creation where there's a slapsus from the higher level to the lower level, from the higher world to the lower world, each higher world reaching down and connecting to the one beneath it and so on. Metzilus lebria, mibria leitzira lasiya, to this world. Ubaasiya, and of course everything is interlocked. Ubaasiya mikaser shaba, ad chokma shabasiya, and even in the world of asiya, this world that we're in, which is called the olam asiya, in asiya itself, there's a hishtalshlus from the highest level of keser in asiya, all the way down to malchus shabasiya, which is, of course, the Nina Shuas, which is Malchus of Malchus and Olam Hasiya. Uba Asiya Ba'atzma, and in Asiya itself, in that dimension of reality that's called Asiya, there's also Atzilus Shabasiya and Briya Shabasiya, and then there's Asiya Shabasiya. Ad Asiya Shabasiya. We Yisrael Oluba Machshava, Chazal tell us that the sheirish of Yisrael is unlike the root of the Jewish people, is unlike anything else that exists. Because regarding Yisrael, Chazal say, Olu b'machshava. Yisrael comes from a metzias before the hishtalshlus. That Nishmas Yisrael comes from a sheirish that's higher than the whole seder of that descent, of millions and billions and countless levels of the ishtauslis of one level locking with another level until finally it would come down to this world of asiyah shabasiyah. Nishmas Yisrael is all of a machshava. Hagam shekol ha'olam bara Hashem b'machshava. Of course, Hashem created the whole world with his thought. U'bereishis medarkaminan b'chachma bara Hashem shamayim v'aretz. And the word bereishis, Targum says, means with chachma. With Hashem's chachma, he created heaven and earth. There's a difference between the machshava that Hashem invested into the world and between the machshava that Hashem invested into Knesset Yisrael, into Nishmas Yisrael. Ki b'rotzon poshut the machshava bara Hashem es ha'olam. Kivyochel Hashem created the world with what's called simple will and thought. Aval esgalus ha'olam rak ha'ishtalshelus shebein esgala. But it's true, Hashem's thoughts are above everything. But what's in this world is only the final outcome of that thought. It's only the final outcome of that thought being put into practice, of Hashem's thought being put into practical use in this created world and the worlds of the angels and so on. But what about the thought of Hashem himself? V'machshavin nish'ara ne'alom l'mala. But the actual thought of Hashem is totally hidden. To the point that you come to this world, you grow up in this world, and it looks to you like the world is just a physical place. There's nothing else here. There's no thought put into this. It's like growing up in your parents' house. There was absolutely no thought into there was no thought put into any of this. I just happen to have all that I need. Right? There's no machshava put into any of this. Like a person can see his own body, his own life, and think that it just appeared. It just came about such a way. It evolved. So this world is such that it reveals the final outcome and the practical outcome of Hashem's infinite thought. But the thought itself is totally hidden. Until you could say that there's no thought in this world. And there are patterns in nature. Even obviously, any intelligent person has to admit that there's a lot of chachma in the world. But there's no chachma, there's only chachma. Mashani can be a soul. But that's not the way it is with a Jew. With Nishmas Yisrael. And when Chazal revealed to us that Yisrael olav machshava tchila, that the mitzias of Yisrael comes from the machshava mamish, the Rebbe explains, is that's not just our background and our history. It means even now. That's why without Torah you can't be a Jew. Because the Torah alone is talking about the machshava. Nothing else. Only the Torah appeals to the machshava. So he says, "Mashenik can be a soul. Loi ishtalshlus v'hispashtus samadregis atachtainus belvadnes galov." Not in Yisrael. Not only were they revealed. Are they revealed the lower, the last final steps of Hashem's thought in the practical reality of our existence? Ragam etzem hamachshovin is galabem. That's an amazing thing. The Rebbe's explaining Kisveri. That's not something that he dreamt up. Like etzem hamachshavin is galabah. The thought itself is revealed now in a Jew. Hatziyoch liyos biish yisrael machshavas kedoshes v'daas hatayrish ehin machshavi ilot. To the point that it's possible for a Jew's mind to be filled with holy thoughts and with the thinking of Torah. Shein machshavi ilot. Which is that highest machshava. That's the way Hashem thinks, kivyochel. Umizeh nase yeshus ubechirabai. And because of this, there's nobody in the world that feels as much of his own presence and even importance and feels as much of a choice as a Jew. that he can make choices. Because since in Nishmas Yisrael there's the Machshava itself, therefore a Jew can't help but think. And as a result of that, there's an unbelievable yeshus and bechira in the person. Ki gan anfei ha'ilan ve'olav. Because if you have a tree, and the tree has branches and leaves, ki gam anfei ha'ilan ve'olav echad heim imshosha shabaretz. Of course, the branches and the leaves are unified with the root of the tree deep down in the earth. So you look at this tree, and the tree is 50 feet high, and there's a tiny little leaf all the way in the top branch of the tree. So that's the result of the shayrish going through all different, you read this, until finally the final outcome of that shayrish would be that I have even a tiny little leaf or a flower all the way 50 feet up on top. That's only after a seder of the hisgalus and his spashtus of the shayrish, that the shayrish has a certain kayach, and when you look at the leaf, you don't see the shayrish. All you see is the final outcome of the shayrish. But that shayrish is able to be mispashet, it's able to emanate its kayaches all the way to that little leaf and flower that's sitting 50 feet, 100 feet, far, far, far away from the shayrish. And every single leaf, of course, is a hispashtus from the shayrish. Masha'enikain, he says, but there's something else. He says, Masha'enikain, im yikhu chelik shayrish ha'ilan, if you would take a piece of the shayrish, you go down to the earth, and you cut a piece of the shayrish, of the root. V'yotzi'u l'mokam ha'olim v'ha'anofim. And if you would take it, that piece of the root, and you're thinking like this, look, everything in this tree comes from the root. So look how beautiful these leaves and branches are. So I think that it would be gewaldig if I reach down into the earth, cut out a piece of the root, and hang it up right here, and wake and come back in the morning, and it's going to be some super duper, like super tree. Right? Because look what comes from the shayrish. So then certainly the shayrish itself, if I put over here. So he says, without any seder of hishtalshlus and hispashtus, of how things grow, without it being gradual and the way that it comes from the shayrish up to the leaves. So now what's going to happen? So you're expecting there to be some kind of a beautiful growth that takes place. But the opposite is what's going to happen. Well, you were messing around with the shayrish, and oz nisrachik chelik shayrish hazeh ledover b'fnei atzmo. The shayrish has become a separate thing. It's no longer one with the earth. It's become separate. Kevin shalom nispashev nishtalso b'hadraga, since it didn't work in that way of espashes and hadraga. So therefore, what the Rebbe explains is that with a Jew, it's a very dangerous situation. It depends upon your pnimius being attached to the earth. It depends upon you being attached to the root and source of your existence, which is Hashem. Because a Jew has a koyach of the machshava, the soul all of a machshava. And if that machshava, if that thought is separated from its source, then it could make a person, adarabah, feel like the biggest yeshus, I'm mamish, the creator himself. And to be totally, totally, to become the opposite person of who the Torah is being given to. Im ata mekabem haTorah means that a person who learns Torah in that way, where he's mevatel his ratzon to Hashem, and he makes those hachonis to come to Hashem Yisbarach, so then he wants to receive the Torah, the thoughts of Hashem, as they were given by Hashem. The Machshavi Ilah itself. Not that the Machshavi Ilah becomes separated, Chas v'Shalom, but the Machshavi Ilah itself. Then, with that connection between the Shayrish and the Machshavi Ilah, a Jew can have unbelievable thoughts of holiness, and his thoughts can become the thoughts of Hashem kivyachol, can become das tayr, can become das kainai, as Chazal say. But if not, then we're left with a person, a Jew, who has access to machshavas, unbelievable machshavas from the shayrish, but they're detached from the shayrish. And then those machshavas can cause terrible destruction in the world, which has happened. And that tumah of Isa Ha'ish, of Yeshu HaNotzri, and even the tumah of Muhammad, Yimach Shemam B'Zichram, grew out from machshavas Elias that was separated from the Shairish. And so did Shabbosai Tzvi, Yimach Shemai, and other such things that have happened throughout history. When we have the machshava of a Jew who has access to the machshava Elah, but the separation has taken place from the Shairish. Look at the last paragraph. Nimtzeh shahatayra. There are certain Kabbalah in Yonim. Nimtzeh shahatayra tachlisa hi lahashiv aysanu gam kishanu bayla mazel machshav ilah. The Torah, when we try to prepare properly and to be mevatel ourselves to the shayrish and to the rotzon of Hashem, then the Torah is that piece of Hashem's thoughts that's in our lives. It's unbelievable. Nimtzeh shahatayra tachlisa hi lahashiv aysanu gam kishanu bayla mazel. The Torah will bring us back while we're in this world. Gam kisha'onu b'ilam hazeh l'machshavi ilah, to the machshavi ilah of Hashem. L'chein mi sha'achelik machshavi ilah shabai kedaisha. Therefore, that Jew who comes with humility to Har Sinai, with tshuva, who comes having purified his ritzainus, and the chelik machshava, and therefore that aspect of God's thoughts within him are holy. Oz b'karvos l'tayra, then when this person learns Torah and observes mitzvahs, he lives a life of Torah and learning Torah. Nisyachdav nisgal etzam hamachshava biyichud elyim kedusha. Then the etzam hamachshava, then the actual thought of God becomes revealed in all of its holiness. Mashenikei misha pogma chas v'shalom. But God forbid somebody who is damaged or is damaging that machshava ilah, and he uses that higher instincts of a Jew to be separated from God and to strengthen his own yeshus, his own gaiva, his own ideas of what life is about. So now he's a dangerous loaded gun, because you have a Jew that has the kaichas of machshava ilah separated from kedusha. Who has poisoned himself. Then when this person learns Torah, it could cause there to be greater damage to the pure thoughts of Torah, and he could end up writing books saying what the Torah means. And the Torah doesn't mean that at all. We could end up giving drushes and speeches, saying that this is what Hashem said, this is what the Torah says, and the Torah says that there's no God. And the Torah says the Torah is not true. Moshe l'misha halach bebegodim tzayim, bebeiso berachayv. This can be compared to a person who goes around in his house and in the street wearing filthy clothing. She'en kol kach rosei nikeres. Even though it's not nice, but we don't see how low the person is. When do we really see who this person is? Not if he happens to be walking around in the house or in the street and his clothing are dirty. He doesn't take care of himself. But if he continues and wears that filthy outfit and he goes with all of his schmutz into the palace of the king, into the Heichel HaMelech, into the chamber of the king. Sheminabalas Heichel HaMelech, that he defiles and pollutes the Heichel HaMelech, the chamber of the king. Our tefillah is always Yarev Kemot HaLikhi, that the Torah is rain. V'kfi HaSher Shabai Kein is God like that, Torah Canal. But we have to be careful to always daven and to want and to hope that the Torah should pour upon a Jew who be'emes wants to be a Jew. Therefore, you can't be makabel the Torah unless you do tshuva first. Turn the page over. On the other side of the page is a paragraph from the new sefer that came out a couple of months ago, Shnita Laz, from the anonymous tzaddik from Eretz Yisrael. Some of you have been learning Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, and some of the other svarim that he's written that are remarkable svarim. This is something that could stay with a person one's entire life. You could put it inside you could photostat it and put it inside your gemaras, your chumashim, and try to put it inside your brain.
That's the hard part.
Yeah. That even the best stapler doesn't necessarily work with it. Rabbanu Shloilam, Ani Mekabel Al Atzmi Bli Neder, Master of the Universe. This is a thought that a Jew could try to have when he sits down to learn Torah. Rabbanu Shloilam, Ani Mekabel Al Atzmi Bli Neder, I accept upon myself Bli Neder, Lenasa is to try. To try each and every time that I sit down to learn Torah. I'm going to try not to just sit down and stam, just fall into the sefer, fall into the shir and start learning bistam, just stam. I'm going to try each time. I'm going to try each time before I learn Torah to speak to you. I'm going to try to say to you, Rabbanu Shalom, Master of the Universe, I am now about to occupy myself with the study of your holy Torah. And why am I doing that? Why am I going to learn Torah? So I should be able to get a shidduch. So that I should be able to look like I'm doing something. So that I should be able to be smart. The tzaddik says certainly a person has to be sincere. And he has to try to not just to say the words, but to try to think about this, and to clarify in his life, and to always try to ask himself, "Madu b'amisalach? Why am I talking doing this? What am I doing? Why do I get up every day and go to this? What am I doing this?" V'lo l'dabe dvarim she'ein li b'choshei some klal, not to stop say words. It should become just another thing that's, you know, part of the habit. Eli yavaris li, but to try to clarify what's in the heart. Mahu writes a banis. What do I really want when I'm learning? It sounds so radical, doesn't it? Mahu writes a banis. V'mafilu zerak chelik min ratzon halev. And of course, he says you don't have to worry, even if it's not all that you want in life yet, but it's part of what you want. Yom ezeis bepem mole. You should say with. Not just to think this thought, but to say this b'peh mole, mamish, to actually articulate this b'peh mole, shemargish b'lev kach, that your heart feels this, umargish kach, and this, uritzaynei sheiker hakasholso yekach v'kach, and that you want to come to a madrega where you should feel this v'chul v'chul, avla iker. The main thing is shiyadaber honest, to be honest. The Darvish Karim la yikar l'neged einai. Hashem has no tolerance for liars. Mibnei shehinin yiraitz ilias kar v'dovag elecha. That's why I'm learning the Torah. Rabbi Shalom, I'm going now to learn Torah. And why am I going to learn Torah? Because hinin yiraitz ilias kar v'dovag elecha. Because all I want is to be close to you. Or I know that I want this. I want this, to be close to you, v'dovek alech, and to be attached to you. And by studying this Torah, that I'm now about to learn. Hineni roitzel eskaravilach, I want to grow near to you. Tezak oisi she'ezkelase, Rabbi Shalom, help me that I should be worthy, that I should be able to become closer to you through this piece of Torah that I'm going to learn now. V'chein b'soich ha'limud, and even sometimes in the middle of learning. Harini writes Eliska b'chol pa'am madu hineni oisei. A person can say this before he learns. You don't have to stop in the middle. In the beginning, you might have to stop sometimes for a minute, which there was a huge snagdus to, you understand, from some Gedolei HaTorah in earlier generations. But I think that nowadays, most people would admit that they do stop for a second every now and then to think about other things. So they could also afford to have this thought while they're already stopping. But even if a person has this before he learns, and he says, help me, Rabbi Shalom, that b'say chalim, that while I'm learning, and he writes a liska b'chol pa maduhin in the Isaac, that I should remember why I'm learning. L'kach pam b'chatzi shah le'erech, help me, I'm going to try at least once every half hour for a second to remember this. I guarantee you that if you would show this to certain Rashi Yeshiva, they'd be very angry with it and upset with it and tell you that this is against the Torah. And you have to judge for yourself. There are others, like this tzaddik and the tzaddikim, who of course have revealed to us this way of thinking, that have told us that there's no other way to learn Torah. Without this, you can't learn Torah. And there are others who say that this is not how we learn. Try either way and see how it goes. L'kach pam l'chatzi shah l'erech in any right to liska zayis. Try once every half hour. In any right to liska zayis. B'meshach hazman as yikaren tzarech l'itztamtzem l'dakei shuos mamish. But as yikaren poil mimeil. Over time, he says, you don't have to actually stop and try to remember it. But it'll be poil mimeila. You'll feel a dveikus when you're learning mimeila. You're not gonna have to stop with this thought. Shador v'yechai etzli, and we're asking Rabbi Shalom, please let this memory, let this thought be alive, mamish, by me. Shekol ma shani loymed hu b'chdeli yaskar ve'lach, that whatever I'm learning is so that I should be close to you. V'lo esyai shemeshkach zois, but I also will not give up hope if I see that I'm occasionally forgetting this. And I'll try again to remember this whenever I can. And I'm begging you, Hashem, Shetazreini, help me. And remind me of this all of the time. Until it becomes something which is permanently fixed in my soul. That when I'm learning Torah, I should remember the one who gave the Torah. I should remember the tachlis of my learning Torah is to be dovid b'Hashem. I think that's the best way for us to make a hachanah to come to the Yontif of Shavuos. We should be mekabel the Torah b'simcha.